so unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep.
Most regrettable.
Launch right in with it. The Regrettable Podcast. Brought to you by Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Utilize her 20 years of experience if you want it done right, my friends.
That's true.
Yeah.
Good point.
On the north side of the courthouse here in historic downtown Dequeen. That's how it goes. She is a proud sponsor of the Regrettable Podcast, and she makes everything happen for us.
You'd be surprised how many people like come up to me on the side, and they're like, hey, can I talk to your wife? just call the office.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've got a few people asking me, like, can you set something up with her? I'm like, come on, you can go to her.
Right? Exactly.
It's better for fine. You to go to her than to tell me what you need her to do.
You don't want a middleman.
No.
You don't want me knowing your probs.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. All right. So, yeah, Laura Lindley, attorney at law. If I had the paper in front of me, I'd be a much better human being.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah.
If I knew it by heart, I'd be a much better human being.
Right.
That's funny.
Well, today we're just doing a quick little episode here, give you a little update. Yes. No Patrick, no Patricio today.
No Patricimo?
No. Aww. The P is gone of the JTP.
But, hey. Yeah. It's one of those things. We understand he's at the hospital.
Yeah, he's at the hospital still. The whole thing was a success. The baby is born.
You're an uncle.
An uncle.
The most important part of this whole thing is
an
uncle.
I'm an uncle. That's the most important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, not a new life or nothing like new mom and dad. Uncle.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
I get to be the cool one.
Exactly.
That's right. I've already got a Nintendo Switch for when she's old enough.
I love it.
Yeah, but mama in good health. The kid is in good health. Patrick's,
Didn't faint or nothing?
No fainting or nothing. Good. He said he was just making everybody laugh, making the doctors laugh and stuff. So, as he does, as he is one to do.
The one doctor's like, can I focus?
Yeah. Exactly. He was meaning to be back yesterday, but of course, no plans ever work out. Yeah.
Especially with that stuff.
And yeah. They kind of treated her as a guinea pig for 24 hours, being like, we'll give you this. Okay, we'll give you that because that messed you up. This messed you up. That didn't work. So, finally they just said, okay, C-section time, and they just ripped it out of her. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Literally.
Yeah. Regrettable has a new baby.
I love it.
The Brew Crew has a new baby.
Welcome, Mariah.
Yeah, that's
right. I can't wait to meet you personally.
Yep. And next week we'll be able to hear the story from the horse's mouth himself.
Can't wait. He said he had a lot of prep.
Yeah, a lot of prep. And I don't think any of it is Russia versus Ukraine. I know you guys were hanging on us saying, Regrettables, what's going on?
We need to know.
Yeah, I don't know nothing.
Patrick literally explained it to us on the other show that we do, and I could not tell you a single thing that he told us.
That's
for
right.
Sure.
In one ear, out the other.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's an interesting situation. I know we were all gearing up for like a regular summer and whatnot, but not no moas.
It's going to be cool. I mean, we'll have to do our thing when it comes to hanging out, give them some time. Well, you and I at some point will have to like uncle it, take Mariah over and let them have like an evening and that way we could just like show her how to play video games properly.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
You're like honorary Uncle Jay.
Yeah. Uncle Jay.
Unca.
I'll take it.
Uncle Jay. You're Unca?
Unca.
I'm going Unky.
Unky?
Unky on it.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I like it. But yeah, we just thought we'd do one, let you guys know what's going on.
Yeah. Big shout out to everybody that's downloading this podcast.
If you're listening on the WatchtopPodcast.com, you can definitely just go and download it too.
Yep.
Spotify, that's our main place where we go. Right there with Joe Rogan.
Yeah, number two.
Joe Rogan. So, we reached out.
Right.
No response yet.
No response. I don't understand.
Yeah, he's right in Texas. He's right there.
He's right there. We can have him on the show.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll have him on the show. That'd be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Hey, it would be interesting to see what he would talk about with us. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I've read nothing new about the Joe Rogan situation, so it seems like everything's blown over. So, shout out to whoever. I don't care who. I'm just going to say shout out, and you make make up who that goes to.
Hey,
the listener.
Shout out to you who are listening right now at 2:42 a.m.
That's right.
Just because you're insomniac and you know, you didn't have anything better to do.
That's right. And you were just hanging on either the Russia-Ukraine stuff, which we had known nothing about.
We don't have anything.
Or the baby news, which we already got.
Yeah, that's what we got.
That's it.
Yeah, we weren't there during the peak of the action, so we're going to have to wait on Patrick on
that's
that
right. It is just so super weird. The whole process just seems weird. It's a Catholic
hospital. Yeah.
So they were like, listen, we're just going to keep performing experiments, all right, because the C-section is the last. And they were like, you know, you don't want it to be a C-section, you know? That's not the way things
why did
are
they
intended.
Say? The way things are intended.
Yeah.
I got you. That makes sense.
Doesn't matter. Why does it matter, you know?
If you have a perfectly viable way of birthing a baby now, then do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Science and religion, not normally ones that... get wrapped up. It's more like medical.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's just get it out. Right. Let's just do that. And then we'll worry about the afterlife later.
Exactly. Exactly.
She'll make up for it.
Yeah. She's got all of her life to figure that
out. Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah. And, of course, they were bringing in food for her yesterday. And Patrick's like, you gonna eat that?
Can you?
He was, like, delirious yesterday. I'm not going to lie.
Was he up for a long time?
He'd been up for a long time.
Yeah.
So, luckily, they'll be coming back at about noon today.
Okay.
That's the 25th of February. So, again, we'll next week, we'll get the full story on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, big time.
Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I had all the stuff I wanted to talk about.
Well,
I don't remember any of it.
Okay. Good, good, good.
Yeah. It's been a weird week. Been having a hard time sleeping.
Yes. And you've been traveling. So you
lots
could go,
of traveling. Yeah.
So you could go see them as things were happening.
Yeah. Lots of family time. The dad left, what was it, Monday, I think it was.
That's the saga I was hanging on, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So how did, can we give it a brief history on how that played out?
It went good.
Okay.
It went good. We had a fun time with Daddy-O.
Good, good, good.
You know, we were able to kind of pass all the parents around in a motion that made sense.
Gotcha.
You know, we did a fun night at my house where we just played a bunch of music. Again, we were getting into it a little bit earlier about Patrick's anti-music.
Right.
Like,
oh, yes.
You know, I'll play, you know, something. Jen will play something. Well, I'm playing good music. And he reaches Patrick and he's like, what's going to annoy everybody? I'm just going to put on some Mongolian throat singing. You know, so we're all just sitting there, meow, wah, 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 meow, wah, meow, and we're like,
I think of the Down Under when you.
Oh, that. Yeah,
you
yeah,
know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
What is that?
Men at Work, is
they
it?
They thing they play. Like, well, like.
Oh, the didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
I think of that one.
Didgeridoo.
Didgeridon't.
yeah, that's right. That's a terrible instrument. But yeah, it's just so funny, you know, and. Caitlin was playing lots of 80s. My mom and dad were playing lots of like Euro 80s.
Nice.
Jen was playing some stuff. Kyle, everybody was playing stuff. We would reach Patrick and he's like, all right, here's a ukulele orchestra that does a cover of Down with the Sickness.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. And it's just some lady singing softly, get up, watch a mutta, what down with the sickness.
With somebody it's playing the recorder in the background.
Yeah, recorder. Some guy's triangle.
I think there's a kazoo.
Yeah, kazoo going on. It's just anti-music. He played some Marty Robbins at one point, you know, like the Down in El Paso, the thing and the thing. And
well, I'm a fan.
It's a good song.
I like Marty Robbins.
It is. But
you're right. It can change the tune of the party quite a bit.
Went from Hall & Oates to Duran Duran to Rammstein to Marty Robbins. It's like, okay, well.
I love it. Well, like I said earlier, when it comes to Ukraine and Russia, I'm asking Patrick.
Yeah.
Because he's got the knowledge.
That's right.
But when it comes to the music, I'm asking you.
Yeah, I might.
You're the music man for me.
I'll be the music man.
When it comes to the Massies.
Yeah.
If I'm asking the Massies.
All right.
Yeah.
If you mask in the Massies.
Mask in the Massies.
Maskies. Well, there you go. But I have been having trouble sleeping. So for the past two nights, it has worked out semi-decent, but I wake up just strung out in the morning, sleeping pills.
Oh, what? You taking them?
Yeah.
At night.
So they're like herbal or something. They're like what is it? Melatonin?
Melatonin, okay.
Yeah, mixed with something else. They're like little clear capsules full of like what looks like just like grain or something. I did some research. They're totally, you know, healthy.
I got you.
And stuff.
THC gummies.
No.
Oh, okay, got you.
I have tried those and they work extremely well.
Too well sometimes.
And the pills, man, it makes me dream weird, but it makes me tired. I take them at like 7 and I'm definitely out by 9, you know, which is nice, but, and it's a solid sleep. Like there is no waking up, which means that the dreams get very, very weird.
Oh no.
Yes.
I got some dreams to interpret.
Well, I'm not even going to tell them because they're hard to remember. They're not lucid at all. It's all fuzzy, weird dreams that like I can't wake up out of. I did have one. I'll tell you just the premise of one was somebody was robbing my house and I ended up shooting them dead. And then each night after that was like more and more thugs coming to like revenge
the
kill
dead,
me,
oh
the homie, the dead homie.
Oh,
so
no.
That, yeah, and it would be like every night it was like, you know, The Purge or some zombie video game where like, I know it's like the sun's coming down and I know I got to like board up my windows and like continue defending my base from raiders. You know, it was very odd.
That is crazy.
And they kept having like more and more better weapons and more guys were showing up. But like it never happens actually in a dream where I'm like actually aiming down and shooting and killing somebody.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to think. So it's like you were the boss.
Yeah. I was the boss.
They were
working up
to you.
Yeah.
And you kept slaughtering.
Yeah.
Them.
They got nowhere. And I think by the end of the dream, I actually got diagnosed with like terminal cancer and I had 2 weeks to live. I remember that. And I was like, you know what? And I do remember also hopping in a car I didn't own and just driving it like a madman.
Nice.
Like, so that's, you know, not caring because I was going to die anyway.
Parts of the same dream.
All the same dream.
Wow.
So melatonin's is some weird stuff, man. I've been tripping on it.
Tripping on the melatonin. I've never taken melatonin that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I haven't taken it thinking, okay, I'm taking melatonin to go to sleep or anything.
Yeah.
Because I've never had a problem sleeping.
Right.
My wife complains regularly to people when we talk about sleep. My head can hit the pillow and I'm snoring.
That's craziness.
How I do it.
Yeah. It's a gift.
I haven't always had it. I once lamented the fact that my brother could do that. When we were kids, I would be stuck watching him sleep for like an hour because he's like out as soon as he hits the pillow and I'm like just laying there looking around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened between, you know, my adolescence or whenever that was exactly to, oh, I do know. I know what happened.
A couple
of things. Old age.
Yeah.
I'm older now.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And I need more sleep.
Yeah.
So that's.
And
that's
the early wake ups and whatnot.
And I wake up super early.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's, I do know exactly.
It's just when you have to sleep in a room with other people, it's like a race to get to sleep first. And then if somebody else is asleep first, then it's like hate jealousy that keeps you awake for quite a while.
And if anybody in that room snores or is a loud sleeper, I wake up, and as soon as I wake up to that, I can't go back to sleep.
Oh, yeah. That's
it's
the
impossible.
Worst. We do have a friend that is like, when we go camping, I go to bed as early as possible to avoid. It's a stray chainsaw, bear operating a chainsaw.
It's
like, I'm going to bed early. What? Yeah. So I can go to bed.
Beating you to bed.
That's right.
Lars says I snore. We haven't talked about it lately, in the past couple of years, since I've lost quite a bit of weight. And I'm curious to know if some of the weight loss that I had cut back on some of the snoring.
It had to have.
You know what I mean?
I think it's definite.
Definite.
You probably are at the point because you're thin, you know, healthy guy. Maybe you drink a lot of beer, then you start snoring or something like that. I've heard that.
When I drink bourbon, I'm pretty sure my throat gets thick. Maybe my tongue gets thick, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely. I hate that when you drink, go to bed. Like, and I'll drink a ton of water before going to bed.
Yep.
But I wake up and it's like my tongue is just a dry sandal.
And there's point at in the night when you haven't had too much to drink.
Yeah, no.
But you've had enough that your body is not digesting well.
Right.
Because that's what alcohol does. It pretty much stops your ability to digest very well at all.
Mm.
One of the things. And so you could tell that, or for me anyway, I have to, and many times I have to sit up so I can burp.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
And then if it's maybe not that bad, maybe I didn't eat a lot before I went to bed, but I just had a lot of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get the sweats.
Oh.
Where it's like I'm laying there and I'm woke up by the fact that I am uncomfortable, mm-hmm. you know, internally.
Right.
But it's not like pukey.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just like
gastro nonsense.
Yeah, it's
something.
Just I don't know what, yeah, exactly how to describe it. And then I go to the bathroom or whatever and you try to burp or you eat a Tums or something.
Mm-hmm.
But that it just doesn't go away. It's that, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a sweaty / not almost nauseous, but not nauseous.
Just an unsettled stomach.
Yes, just unsettled
and
all the way
sweating.
Around.
Sweating. Yeah, I know what you're talking
and
about.
Sweaty.
And it just wakes you up, keeps you up.
I've got indigestion just thinking about it right
now,
actually.
I feel like when I get like that, I just need to really just pass out like face down. Like the last time I drank a bunch, that's exactly what happened. I got home and literally just timber onto the bed and just out.
Nice.
Like fully clothed. That's the worst. That's why I don't like naps, especially impromptu naps. Because this is the thing. If you're going to nap, are you like stripping down like how you normally would?
Normally you don't, right?
Right.
Normally.
So you fall asleep like in whatever you're wearing.
Right.
And that's the worst.
Yeah, because then you wake up. A half clammy.
Yes.
Yes.
Clammy.
Yes.
That's right. Not full on sweaty.
That's the word I was
like,
looking for earlier.
Clammy.
Yes. Yes.
What is it? It's National Clam Chowder Day. Just feeling like a bowl of clam chowder when I nap.
Yes. Now, I'm a weird napper, actually. I prepare for my naps.
Yeah?
I go.
Okay.
I strip down to the draws.
Yeah.
Because I sleep in under draws.
Right.
And so, and that's it.
If I do that, then I'm sleeping.
Yeah,
going to bed.
I guess I consider it a nap because it's in the middle of the day,
right?
And it's only for an hour and a half,
right?
Max.
Right.
Max. I try for that anyway.
Oh,
sometimes I'll sit there and end up just being on my phone.
Right. Right. Just relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but I do look at it as kind of just relaxing.
Yeah.
In that
yeah.
sense. So I'm still getting something out of it.
I consider that a nap, a rest.
Okay.
You know,
so you don't have to actually physically sleep.
No.
For you to call it a nap. Okay.
No.
I'm done with that.
I think the point of a nap is to not enter like your REM sleep.
Right.
Or something. You're just supposed to be like brain off for a bit or something.
It's like a recharging style.
Yeah. But I can't help it, especially on a night where I got no sleep and then I nap. Is more like sleeping. Nap for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
That's bad news.
Oh, absolutely.
That's bad news.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
You nap for longer an hour. Actually, I read an article, and I don't remember exactly the numbers, but I'm going to paraphrase the article. It said if you nap anywhere between 11 minutes and 49 minutes,
okay. It's
like it may have been 15 and 55, or you know what I mean?
Right,
I don't
right.
know exactly, but... There's like within that threshold right around there, if you nap for that, that's the perfect amount of time for your body to recharge and be fully re-energized for the next 6 to 8 hours or however long you got to go.
I just wish my body would tell me that. Like, so you're going to nap. Do you set an alarm?
Usually.
Yeah.
But I'll set a long alarm. I'll set an hour and a half.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Just to make sure you don't go overboard.
Right. And I'm usually we got podcasts we cut and stuff. We got different things we have to do in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll usually... What I do, here's my routine. Here's my daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
Daily.
Daily.
Daily, every day.
Okay.
I leave here. We get off the show, the morning show that we host at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I leave here between, it depends on the day.
Yeah.
Obviously, now that I think about it. But let's say it's a Monday.
Mm-hmm. Perfect day to get out. 9:30 at the latest, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm cutting out of here by 9:30. I get to the gym by 10
because
it's in Broken Bow, and I do that Primal Fitness. It's like a Primal Flow is what they call it.
And it's where you beat up saber-toothed tigers.
Yeah, how'd you guess?
Eat raw steak.
Exactly, right afterwards. No, yeah. It's where we just do, it's kind of like yoga and jujitsu stretching. That's kind of the best way to describe it.
Right, right.
Yoga meets jujitsu stretching.
No weights or anything, or is that different days?
This is all body.
Okay,
you can do weight. Yeah, you can definitely do weighted days, but I choose to only do the Primal Flow. There's
right,
a Primal Power.
Primal Power
is the one that has the weights and stuff.
Gotcha.
So that's Mondays and Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. If we're not podcasting on Wednesday morning,
right?
So I get done with that's an hour. I get done with that, maybe a couple of rolls because mm-hmm. I do the with some jiu-jitsu friends of mine.
Right.
So we do a couple of free rolls, and then I go home, shower, drink my protein shake, and depending on if I'm like packing on the protein, mm-hmm. then I'll eat too.
Right.
Or I'll have drink my protein shake before I went to Primal.
Right.
And then I eat, shower, and at that point I'm already pretty much just in my drawers.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah,
and I've worked hard, and mm-hmm. I'm when you sleep, you're growing, you're building the muscle that you tore down is starting to rebuild when you're sleeping. So I'm like, at this point,
I'm working out sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. That's technically. But at this point, I'm like, can I? It's usually like 12, mm-hmm. between 12 and 1. And I think, okay, so now can I or should I take a nap?
Right.
Because let's say if it's a Monday, I got a podcast in the evening. Then I set the alarm, hour and a half. So then I don't go over, oversleep. Right. So 4:30.
It'll ruin your whole day.
Exactly.
Or night.
Exactly. Yeah. So. But and then so that's my basic. I work out, and then I'm at the point where I'm like, I could nap right now.
Right.
So that's why I, usually am prepared for a nap and not fully clothed for a nap.
Here's my daily routine.
Uh-oh.
It's just yours a whirlwind of nonsense. That's it. There's no structure. There's no flow to it. Nothing primal, certainly. It's all modern. It's nothing too crazy. But podcasting, of course, if you don't know still, I don't know how, but Jay Lindley has his own podcast hosting Hochatown. There's been some recent interesting developments on it, and also cancellations and whatnot. Ice Storm just rolled through.
Right.
Can
you believe... Okay, ice ruins everything.
Yeah.
Just for the record. I had senators, representatives. I had the lieutenant governor of Oklahoma set to come this week.
Right.
I had like 5 interviews set. Every single one of them to cancel. The whole week.
All coming from Oklahoma City, which got slammed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And they got quite a bit of ice, so pussies. No. But no, seriously though, it always sucks not to be able to, you plan for something, mm-hmm. you build up for it. I'm just glad I don't post social media stuff like that. Yeah. You're like,
oh, we got the
Lieutenant Governor interview coming up. Right. My bad. Now I gotta post again that it was postponed.
Yeah, exactly.
So and now
people read it. Ugh, well, I'm not even following it anymore.
Exactly. I'm not even gonna ask me good questions when he does come. No. How am I gonna tell him that I despise his boss, the governor?
Right. That's right.
That's funny.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But they gave you an interesting counter offer, right?
Yeah. No, they're gonna let me Shiloh as my co-host on that show. Big shout out to Shiloh Brock Martin.
You heard him.
At Shiloh Brock on social. Yes, you
That's
did.
That's right.
Right here on this podcast.
I think the episode is called Regret-a-Pigs.
Regret-a-Pigs.
I think.
We did
like
that at the Tiki Bar?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Or maybe it was just called Live at the Tiki Bar, actually. You're right. With Shiloh Brock Martin. Who's an assassin, right?
Yes. Oh, man. He's one of many.
Yeah.
Many things.
Because all assassins have 3 names.
That's true.
According to Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
How do you know?
But so we're going to, what they offered was for us to come up to the Oklahoma State Capitol in Oklahoma City and set up in the one of the representatives' chambers there and have like a stream of representatives come through and interview. And they have a couple of podcasts that they host as well, and we could be on their podcasts. And so,
cool. It'd be interesting to see which representatives are like, yes, and I am very official, or ones that can sit down and just BS.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're going to find both of those, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. You still got the ones that have a very official, I would rather wear a wig with curls in it than feel like I'm being too urban and modern. Yeah.
Or just a human, straight up.
Right?
Like, Patrick said that about some people around here when he's like interviewing them. Not even interviewing them, just talking to them.
Right.
And they've still got to, because he's the newsman, they got to be like, yes, official on the record. And Patrick's just like, man, I'm not writing anything down or recording. Like, I'm just asking you, what's up?
Right, exactly.
How's your wife? How's your life?
Well, the state of the union is... I find that, and maybe it's the news moniker that comes with him. But I find that quite a bit, especially amongst department heads of cities. you'll run into a little, you know, stiffen up. You know, I'm straighten up.
Bureaucracy.
Yeah. Yeah, they see you come, they straighten up because they don't want to be seen as lesser, maybe. I really don't know.
A slouch. And they're probably used to, like, gotcha-style journalism. Like, right. You know, Senator whatever was caught drinking an iced coffee on the bench.
Where
just
you can,
enjoying his life.
Where you can pay me not to run anything.
That's
you
right.
Know what I mean? I have no scruples whatsoever.
That's right. That's right. Hopefully you'll catch a hot mic line for
all,
and
yes.
then you can blackmail him and extort him.
Now that, my friend, I do have plenty of.
Yeah, yeah.
I have from hosting Hochatown. As soon as I get a dangerous man. Yes. As soon as I get it set up, I hit record.
Right.
And so they'll be like, oh, the mics are all right. I'm like, yeah, they're not. We're, you know. But it's hot. It's hot so at all times. I have every single person that is anybody that's been on Hosting Hochatown dogging on something, talking some smack, saying something they shouldn't.
Compilation for the patrons later, maybe.
Exactly. This is going to be a high-end patron.
Yeah. If you don't know, Hosting Hochatown performed over in Hochatown, Oklahoma. You interview business heads, officials.
The movers and shakers.
The movers and shakers. Yeah. So, you know, I'm certain they're, you know, nice handshake in person and then maybe dogging on each other behind.
Exactly.
And,
a little smack talk after the bourbon's flowing.
That's right.
Yes. I've had representatives. I've had, council people.
Right.
I've had some pretty, legit people on that show. And yes, you can get the bourbon flowing and and it recording when the mic is, just not quite in their face.
Yeah.
And
I like that.
They're very free flowing with the information. It's pretty funny.
I'm not gonna say anything more than as the brew crew, we have one of a very important person that has been on our show with a hot mic.
That's true.
That is true. I'm not going to say any more than that, but the next day, I don't know. I might need a new pair of shoes or something. We'll see. Let's check out the blackmail game.
That's right. That's right.
Step your blackmail game up.
Exactly. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. That's super exciting, actually. I will definitely be tuning in to the Hosting Hochatown to hear the some of representatives, because that stuff is just exciting for
air.
It's accessible. That's good stuff.
And it's right here, too.
Yeah.
It's close to home, so it feels like our backyard, if you will. So I really like that. One thing I'll say on this podcast, and I hope anybody from Hochatown or Broken Bow is listening, they better start learning to play nice together.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's too much bickering between the two. I don't know who started it. I don't know who's continuing it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just stop. Because let's all play. Because guess what? How do you get to Hochatown? Through Broken Bow.
Yeah.
So people are going through Broken Bow. Broken Bow's getting theirs. Mm-hmm. Hochatown's getting theirs. There's no reason to fight over theirs.
Right.
You know what I mean? Over what's ours.
Yeah. Have you seen Deadwood? Okay. That's going
to
happen if you guys are not careful.
But for real, though, I don't know if I'm going to have to start going to all of the meetings and stuff and be like, look, I'm going to talk about you guys on the radio if you don't straighten up or something.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not trying to blame anybody. I love the people that are involved on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So I care deeply about these folks that are putting this stuff together. So I just want it. And it is. It's kind of starting to work its way, work itself out. They file for incorporation. And that incorporation is going to be one of the podcasts available here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Hocha Talk, look
that
up.
That's big news.
But it's all happening anyway.
Right.
There's some, I wish it was the way it was.
Right.
Kind of guy. Well, sorry, guy. It'll never be the way it was again,
right.
Unfortunately.
How
for you. Yeah, how would. Yes. GTA 5.
Pull me up a cup.
That's how it was.
Yeah, that's how it was.
That's
Here's
right.
how it is.
Exactly. But so again, what I was going there was, we really need some cooperation to make
it
happen.
You get a group of people together, they're just going to start fighting.
That's true. That's a good point.
That's history.
That's a good
Unless
point.
There's a general thing that brings them all together, like Hochingtown. For the layman.
The Hochingtowns?
Yeah, Hochingtowns.
We were the original Hochatown proper
That's right.
people. The Hochingtowns.
So maybe they'll stop bickering once they're all together and be like, hey, this is about Hochatown, all right, and Broken Bow,
right,
and making money.
This is history being made. Think of when was the last time you, in modern day, that you remember a city being incorporated.
No, never.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Deadwood. That's literally it.
Yeah, I mean, all of that happened a long time ago.
A long time ago.
You know, that happened. That stuff happened a century ago because we had our bicentennial or whatever you call it. You know.
Yeah, not in modern times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is history being made. I hope that all the people that are the people that actually have a say, mm-hmm. you know, like county commissioners, things of that nature. Right. I hope they get behind it. I hope they do the right thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Do the thing.
Do the right thing.
Yes.
All right.
Just do the right thing.
That's right.
It's not hard. Sometimes it's a difficult decision to do the right thing because mm-hmm. there can be consequences that come with do the right thing.
Right.
But ultimately you did the right thing.
Right.
And then there are usually more consequences coming with not doing the right thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So I hear it. Well, that's Hochatown for you. Visit over at the Washington, the same place you get this one.
Yep.
Go there and listen to the Hosting Hochatown episodes if you can.
Or just type in Hochatown.
Yeah,
in your mm-hmm. podcast player, and mm-hmm. that'll be the first thing that pops up.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
You got to give us some downloads, people.
Boo!
And shout out to the people that be listening and downloading. Even if you're not downloading, but you're listening, that's fine.
And the people putting their dollars to our name.
Yes, absolutely.
Big shout out. We appreciate you guys.
Laura Lindley, attorney at law, Mountain Fork Brewery, Hochatown Distilling Company, and everybody over at the Speakeasy giving us dranks.
Drinking.
I love it. So
I have to get you guys to come back.
I know we need to. We've been talking about it all year.
for the
past 2 months about changes. You know, we were even kicking around the idea of doing one a month at Speakeasy,
and that's still a possibility.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just been crazy. I think it's a huge relief for just about everybody that a baby is born.
Yeah, totally.
And then I know there's going to be a few months of adjusting with a baby and whatnot, but now it's like not. I was worried about health complications. I'm not going to lie. I mean, not that there even was any in her family, or I'm not even sure, but like, you know, there was nothing pointing towards it, but it's a person in you.
Exactly.
You know, things could go wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. But things thankfully did it. I last saw them yesterday at about 3 or 2 o'clock. Right. So as of now,
gotcha.
We're good.
Awesome.
And we'll be seeing them a little later. So yeah, we wanted to do a quick one. Didn't want to leave anybody hanging. Wanted to talk about hosting Hochatown. Wanted to talk about the baby and my night terrors.
Yes.
That I'm having.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Yeah. But we'll be coming back, of course, regularly scheduled next week.
Yes.
In fact, we actually kind of went over average because on average, if we do an hour podcast, 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes, we're at 30.
Awesome.
So, you know, we're close.
All right. We winged it. Okay.
That's right. We winged it.
Yeah.
I had all kinds of things to talk about. Forgot them after that dream. I don't even know.
They blanked.
We talked about it yesterday. We're like, we'll do another one tomorrow, or we'll do one tomorrow, right? We'll just, you know, talk about this, talk about that. Sounds great. I'm telling you, the sleeping pill, great. Helps me get to sleep. When I wake up, it is like a fog. So I'm going to stop.
And it's all natural, you said.
It's all natural.
So, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But you still got to, it's still working, in other words, when you wake up.
Yeah.
Whereas you probably just need to take it a little earlier, maybe.
Probably. And also, I was hoping to maybe get it, maybe me back to regularly scheduled sleeping program.
Right.
So hopefully it was only going to take it for like a day or two. Now the weekend comes. I'm already tired. I know I'm going to hit the sack good tonight. Hit the sack good tomorrow night.
No need for that.
Yeah, gotcha. Sunday night we'll see. But hopefully I can ditch the sleeping pills now. I don't like taking that kind of stuff. You know?
And when you say sleeping pills, it kind of, you know, like...
a pressed
drug. Right, you think of pharmaceuticals, and those do have, like, dependency issues.
Yeah, yeah.
But the ones that are the natural herb ones, you know, you may enjoy the feeling. That'd be about the only dependency you ever find on those.
I'll throw the yoke off.
Throw the yoke.
No worries.
Yoke it.
Yeah, yoke it. All right, y'all. Well, we're going to kick it back. What am I doing? A live remote? Kick it back to the
station. Kick it back to the studio.
We're going to kick it back to satellite here. So you guys enjoy it. Thanks a lot. And, you know, just want to give a big update. So next week we'll get the baby on the podcast.
Absolutely.
See what she has to say for herself.
I like it. Hey, she better speak already. That's right. Ready to speak.
That's right. Shout out to everybody again.
Yep.
And we're going to catch you next week. It's the Brew Crew.
JT. Oh, wait a minute. How do we end this thing?
I don't remember. I forgot.
Patrick?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, no, we'll do it regular. We'll catch y'all next week.
Peace.
Bye.